Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's the sweet voice of Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen.
And I saw
one of the great songwriters of our time, one of the great voices, member of one of the greatest bands of all time, Fleetwood Mac. She's an amazing talent. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. She's the CEO of Yellowwood Group and also the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Olala, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's yellowwoodgroup.com, or you can hang out with me.
The color yellow and the and the fiber wood. Yellowwoodgroup.com. That's a new website, too, right?
Yes. We've got, it's all new, all cool stuff on there. But to check out all my segments with you, they can pop over to olala.com. And every chat I've ever had with you is over there.
O-L-A-L-A-H. No, that's there is no other, ladies and gentlemen. Olala, we're talking about the enthusiasm level or lack of which among small business owners. Why is it like that? Why is, you know, what do we do to fix it? Which I'd like to talk a little bit about right now, Olala.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I look back over my long career, and I'm talking about decades and decades long, I was a good employee for 23 years.
Right.
I've been a small business owner for a little bit longer than that. So I've got some perspective, right? I mean, that is an advantage of not being a kid, not having my gray hair is not premature.
An advantage, neither is mine, Jim.
An advantage of that is that I've got perspective.
Right.
And so if I could give small business owners who are struggling right now any perspective, I would say the reason to have hope and to be enthusiastic about what you do resides in one place and one place only. How much do you believe in yourself to get yourself out of this?
Right.
If you decide not to, it's because you don't believe in yourself. It's just that, are you willing to pay that price, or would you rather be an employee? It's not for everybody, is it?
It's not. And I think that having that honest conversation within yourself, you know, is this still right for me?
Mm-hmm.
Because we get into business ownership for different reasons and at different times. And if you're not clear about whether or not you're in it for the long haul, or you were just in it for a stopgap, then it really kind of taints your ability to be optimistic and enthusiastic about the future.
You've heard people say, I'm going to try the small business thing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not
going in with saying to yourself, you know, I believe in myself. I can do this.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't make any bones about the fact that when I started the company almost 11 years ago, you know, my husband said to me after being separated from a tech company, he said, give it 6 months and figure out what you want to do. So I go on record as saying I was really the accidental entrepreneur. I didn't have any.
There are many people out there like that.
Right. But he gave me 6 months, and that was almost 11 years ago.
We're all accidental entrepreneurs.
Right.
You don't know when you start out. Look, I mean, I've told the story before. I got downsized twice in 18 months, and the third time, after the second time, it was 8:35 on May 29th, 1989. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything. And I said, do I want to start? I guess I better get my resume out and dust it off. And I said, no. I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Right.
You know, so my point is I had that perspective.
Right.
I'd already been kicked to the curb twice.
Right.
And I said, you know what? Whatever I do on my own can't be worse than that.
And that's a perspective to have. It's like, look, it can't be worse than that, you know?
Yes.
That's how I feel.
I've never forgotten it.
You know, you got to eat. So you can choose to eat owning your own thing or doing someone else's thing. It's not a right or wrong. It's a what makes sense for you based on, you know, where you want to take your path. Where's your journey want to take you?
The other thing, a lot of that I think is so powerful for me at least, and that is whatever happens, challenge or opportunity, nightmare or wonderful dream, or wonderful reality, it belongs to me.
That's right.
It is mine. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think having that as the root for how you look at your life and how you impact others is a great way to start the day.
Yep, exactly.
Quite frankly.
Yellowwood.com.
Yellowwoodgroup.com.
Yellowwoodgroup.com and yes. Olala.com.
Olala.com.
O-L-A-L-A-H. There is no other, ladies and gentlemen. Olala, thank you for being here. Good job. It's always
thank
fun.
Thank you for having me.
Come back soon.
I will.
I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Olala joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.